I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to come and worship Him. He's such an awesome God. He's such a good God. He's God. He takes care of us every day. And I thank Him today, and I praise Him for what He's doing in our lives. I thank Him for a new year, and I thank Him that He's a God that is not new to Him. He knows exactly what's around the bend, and He's going to guide and direct us. I want to talk about this morning in the book of John, chapter 15. And when you look and study the chapter 15 of the book of John, it's a book of cycles. It's a chapter of cycles. And it's a chapter of stopping and beginning, beginning and stopping, cycles of life. The thought that came to my mind as far as a title for this today is a stable place. God has a stable place for us. Today I feel His anointing in my heart today and know that I'm about to give you a word that He has given to me because we live in an unstable time. We live in a time where many, many people are baffled as to what's going to happen and all this, but I want you to understand that God is a God of principle. All through this word, 66 books, there's underlying principles that will not change. Circumstances will change. Things will change. And in the process of that, we get bewildered at times because we feel like that our life or things we need are never going to change. And we get discouraged. And as I pray and seek the Lord, I say, God, You've chosen me to be a leader in this such a time as this. And I need to have a fresh word. I don't need to get on the bandwagon with everybody else saying, I don't know what in the world's going to happen. Lord, I know that You know what's going to happen. You know how to take care of things. And You know how to give us a fresh word. And so I believe I have a fresh word for you today, and there's several things that I want you to note in this today. I want to read a couple of verses. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but in your time this week, take time to read that. Just look at verse 1. It says, I'm the true vine. I am the true vine. That's powerful right there in itself. We could go home right now and be blessed because right there tells me that there is a connection. There is a pure, unadulterated connection. There is a source who knows, who cares, who will make a way where there is not a way. He is a source. He said, I am the true vine, the pure vine. There's no other vine like me. There's no other connection like me. And my Father is the vine dresser. In other words, that's the one who does the pruning, who does the preparation, who is orchestrating 2016, how we're going to make it from day to day. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. Every branch. Now, I'm going to read this carefully because it's like an instruction manual that I'm reading you this morning. And you got to get all the instructions. But He's talking about bearing fruit. He said He takes it away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, He prunes. Now, a lot of people look at that negatively in a lot of ways. But in the process of cycles, there's pruning. And you always prune the things you don't need. Or you prune the things that take life out of you. Sometimes when we're going through situations in life, we don't understand, but there's a pruning going on. And when it's all over with, we look back and we say, I'm glad that God brought me through that. And I realize I didn't need that anymore. Verse 3, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, and that's relationship. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Last verse here, and then I'm going to read a couple more. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Now, go on down there to verse 15 and 16. What I'm reading you this morning is principles. And you may feel like that right now you're in a barren situation. You may feel like that there's nothing happening. I'm praying, I'm believing, and I'm just not seeing any results. I'm getting ready to give you an answer right here. Verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But we know, we got a God that we're in touch with. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? Thank God we serve a God that can be touched. Thank God we serve a God that knows what you are going through right now. He knows your heart. He knows your fears. He knows the fears and anxiety and frustration and the unstableness of our day. But he's a God that's in touch. And look what he says. I don't call you servants, for your servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. Amen. Thank God for that. Look at this next verse. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And here's the part I want you to get, that your fruit should abide. Another translation says, your fruit shall remain. When you establish principles for God, no matter what the circumstance, He is a God of His Word. He will do what He said He would do. He will do what He said He will do because He's God and He is I am and He is the one who produces life. Hallelujah. And He said that your fruit should abide. Your fruit shall remain so that whatsoever you ask in my Father's name, He'll give it to you. I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning about a stable place. I want to talk about here that we live in a very unstable time, and a time when there's a lot of doubt and discouragement going on. There's a lot of heaviness today. Even in our church, sometimes I can feel in services that your minds are a million miles away because there's a battle going on. When we come in here, a lot of times you got to really gird yourself up to receive from God because we are in a battle. Your mind is the force field that the enemy plays with, and he just wars at you all the time, and he does not want you to receive this word. Isn't it amazing that we can get so involved in everything else all week long, but when it comes time to church, our minds are a million miles away. And the thing that we need the most is right here during these 30 minutes. And you don't have a 30 minutes because ain't nobody going to listen after that. But you got a few minutes to give what God is saying to you. Do you want to hear what God has got to say today? Do you want to hear what God has got for you in your life for 2016? Well, I want you to know the word says here that God's got a principle. And he said, I'm the true vine. I'm the one who gives life. No matter what your circumstance is, no matter what your situation is now, let's talk about situations. There's the mentality that I want you to express. First of all, there's the mentality of a winner. The mentality of a winner, if you notice people that are winners, successful people, always surround themselves with successful people. They stay in an atmosphere of winning. And they realize that time is the most valuable asset we have, and they don't get caught up in useless things. I want to tell you right now, your mind, you know, years ago when I was coming up, there was a TV commercial said your mind is a terrible thing to waste. You remember that? Your mind, and it's so true, your mind, but the enemy loves your mind. And he loves to fill your mind, but successful people understand that true success takes focus. In an unstable time, it is very clear that in order for us to move forward, you got to get this, you have got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused. I just feel so strong about that one bullet point right there. You've got to stay focused. And successful people do not get involved in useless things. Now, as you look into 2016, you need to begin to think about what is it that I need to get involved in? What is it I need to be around? I need to be in things that feed me, that feed my spirit, that feed my soul. Focus, focus on what God has for me. The attitude of a winner is one that has an attitude that says, God, I want your will, and I want you to direct me and guide me and direct me in what I need to get involved in and what I don't. And God, help me understand that. That doesn't add to me. Get this. That does not add to me, I don't need it. In 2016, as we begin to move into a stable place, you have to gain a sense of focus like you've never had before. When you walk in these doors and sit down in those pews, that is not a time to go on neutral. That is not a time to just throw your hands up and sleep or whatever you do. This is a time to get involved and say, God, what do you have for me? What do you have for me this year? And I'm going to tell you something. We live in an unstable time, and ISIS is doing this, and everybody's doing that, and bombs are going off everywhere. But I'm telling you, we have a God that is still God in the midst of it. Amen? And the church needs to come awake. The church needs to come awake. They need to come alive and say, God, what do you have for me, Lord? And I'm going to tell you, to be a winner, you're going to have to be focused. Now, there's a failing mentality also. People who fail, get this. We're talking about stable place. We're talking about God saying that I am the vine. I'm the one who pours life into you. The words that I read to you today says that your fruit shall remain. But there's a failing mentality. Failing people live in negative circumstances. Get that? Failing people live. Now, let me back up a minute. We are surrounded by negativity, right? There's enough things going on in your life right now. If you focus on that, you'd be discouraged before the day's out, right? There is negativity because that is the warfare that we're involved in today. You turn on the news, there's negativity. You read the paper, there's negativity. Everywhere you turn, it seems like hell is taking over. But the principle says God is God. And I have to make a decision. See, churches, it bothers me a little bit today because I'm not much of a cheerleader. And I'm not much one to pump people up all the time. I just believe in simply giving the word of God. And those that really want it, they'll take it. But you know, we live in a time now where church has to be exciting. You got to keep me excited. You got to keep me awake. You got to keep me happy. Amen? And so we try this and we try that. We try that. And it's like, you remember years ago there was a game that had a door one, door two, door three. And every Sunday you come in wonder what's behind door two. Amen? You know, I'm going to tell you, that's unstable to me. Life is not full of things that we can understand all the time. I wish it was, but it's not. We don't know what's behind door one. And we don't know what's behind door two. And we don't know what's behind door three. But we know who holds the doors, and that's God Almighty. Amen. Amen. You see, a failing mentality. And see, I have fallen in this before. When God began to give me this, I said, that's me. That's many times that has been me. Because I allowed this mentality to come in my mind. And I look at the circumstances and I don't realize that there is a vine that is shooting life into me. And if I will abide in that vine, I will overcome whatever I'm going through. Can I talk to you a minute? You see, we live in a time now where the church has been rocked to sleep, pampered to sleep, babied to sleep, and you know, don't say nothing bad, don't say nothing good, just kind of stay in the middle, and we all feel good, we're all good, we all sing kumbaya, and then we go home. Amen? But then when Monday morning comes and we face real life, and real life comes at us and knocks the breath out of us, and we say, man, I didn't expect that. I must not be saved. I must not be this. I must not be that. And the devil loves it. We are in serious times. We're in times when this world, and I can sit here and tell you all the bad things in the world, but I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about a God who's still in control. He's still the vine. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, He's still God. I believe that. I believe that. And let me tell you, I have not always believed that. There have been times when I let circumstances get on me. And listen, the negative circumstances is a down environment. Now, let's talk about that a minute. There's a group that's going around and said, if you got enough faith, you won't get sick, you won't get this, you won't get that. Well, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. Jesus did not teach us that you live such a high-powered life that you don't have trouble. Jesus had trouble. Did you know the cross was a part of the will of God? He despised the cross. He did not want the cross. The cross was ugly, but it was a part of life. And I want to tell you something. You're going to find yourself going through things in this world. And the negativity, listen, it's a down. And when you start thinking about 2016, you can do one or two things. You can focus on all the negative. You can focus on what hadn't changed. You can focus on what ain't got no better. You can say, well, it ain't never going to be no different. And you can live in that circumstance. Or you can say, I believe my God is a God of the vine. I believe He's going to pour into me what I need. I believe He's going to give me the wisdom I need. And I'm coming out of this right here. I'm not going to live in this curse anymore. Amen? See, negativity is a conditional mentality. Conditional mentality is always looking at the negative first. Stay with me now. Can you give me 5 more minutes? I'm just preaching me to y'all this morning because this is where I have been. Somebody comes in you and be nice to you. You like that term or not, be nice to you? They come up here and be nice to you. And you're in the back of your mind thinking, what do you want? Amen? That's negative mentality. You have a good day. Monday comes along. Monday's a good day. Dog don't bite. Everybody gets up on time. Everything works good. And you're sitting there. Okay. Pretty good day. What's going to happen? Amen? Amen. Or you get up. Everything is working. Ain't hurting. Something ain't right. I'm supposed to be hurting right now. But I ain't hurting today. But I bet I'll be hurting tomorrow. Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
It's the mentality. You see, the world is negative. And I believe in being real. I don't believe Jesus walked around saying, you know, just floating all in the air like some of this mess today. Jesus is real. He's big enough to handle whatever we face. You don't have to be scared of whatever you're facing because He's big enough to handle it. And God doesn't say, stick your head under a rock and say, it's not there. I'm not sick. I don't have a cold. I don't have any problems. I'm blessed and highly favored, you know, all this. God says, hey, I'm God. I'm the vine. And whatever you go through, I'm big enough to bring you through it. I wish I could tell y'all that you're never going to have to go through things. But I'm telling you, and you got to get this. And for some reason, the Lord has just stopped me right here this morning. Because there's a conditional mentality that we gotta look at ourselves and we gotta say, I gotta get out of this condition. I gotta start believing that God can do what He said He could do. And if you're like what I've been through, you say, yeah, I know He can do it for everybody else, but He won't do it for me. You ever been like that?
I'm the vine. And I'm giving you principles this morning. He says, your fruit shall remain. Your fruit will continually blossom and will continually come. You will continually come. You say, well, right now I'm not. Let me give you a word, a rut. You know what a rut is? A rut. All this rain and stuff we've had, we see a lot of them. But ruts are formed when you don't feel like you can go nowhere else. You know you can come to church every Sunday and be in a rut. Do you know you can be married for years and be in a rut? Do you know you can go to your job and be in a rut? You want to know why? Because you let your mind become numb. You let your mind become numb. I'm telling you, God is in this place this morning, and He's wanting us to hear these principles, because I'm telling you, negativity feeds upon negativity, and always negativity. You got to get this right here. The number one principality of negativity is to get you to stop. You ever walked in a room and two people over here talking, and they turn around and look at you, and then they go back, and you think they're talking about you? Or you go to work and your boss doesn't smile at you today, and you think, well, I'm going to lose my job. Well, I'm a firm believer, and I'm a testimony today, that you can lose your job, but God will still take care of you. Amen? I never dreamed I'd ever lose my job, but I lost my job. But I'm going to tell you what, I didn't lose God. I didn't lose the connection to the vine. And I can't tell you for 3 months how God has took care of us, but God has took care of us. And I want to tell you, He's got my attention, because I realize that He is the main source. Amen. Look at your life right now. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to say, okay, God, I want you to begin to use me, but I'm telling you, you got to shake off that mentality. You got to shake off that mentality and say, God, I know that you can do what you said you can do, and I believe it. I believe it. So there's success mentality. There's a failure mentality. And then I want you to get this right here. You got to begin to understand the seasons. I got to slow it down right here, because I want you to get this. Now, we understand seasons here in North Carolina, because last week we had summer and this week we got winter. Amen? We understand seasons. But I want you to understand, this is one thing God has been teaching me. You see, one thing I like things laid out, I like things neat, I like my desk clear, I like all that stuff. But I'm learning in life isn't that way all the time. Sometimes a wind can come by and mess your stuff up. And when your stuff gets messed up, you can have a decision to make. I can believe God to bring me out of this mess, or I can live in the mess. And when I begin to live in the mess, I begin to build ruts. And when I begin to build ruts, I become negative. And when I become negative, I'm not productive. And there's a negative spirit in this world. Oh, man. There's a negative spirit in this world. He says, I am the vine. I love that. And as long as you live, you got to understand this. There's going to be seasons in your life. And these seasons are, listen, there's seasons of attack. There's a season called attack. And it's an assignment of the enemy. And the desire of this season from the enemy is to discourage you and defeat you. Are you getting this? You're going through this season. And the seasons change. The seasons change. That's why God says you cannot build your life on what you feel or what you hear or what you think. You got to build your life on what you know. You got to know that He's the vine. There's seasons of attack. In these seasons, it causes distress. You got to get this. In this season of distress, it causes weariness. Have you ever been so tired that you couldn't even pray?
Have you ever been so weary? Have you ever been so beat down with life that when you went to pray, you just sat there because you didn't know what to say? Is anybody in here like that? You want to know what? That's because of the attack of this season. Because let me tell you what, seasons come. Peter was walking on the water. He was going through a season that was fine. He was walking on the water, but all of a sudden the storm came and he started sinking. That was another season. Season of distress and weariness. And I feel the anointing of God here today. There's a lot of weariness in the body of Christ today. Can I be real with you just a minute? There's a lot of weariness to the point sometimes you say, well, do I even need to pray about this anymore? I don't believe this is ever going to change. I don't believe this is ever going to get any better. That's a season. And you got to be careful because that's an attack of the enemy. I want you to understand this one thing. When those seasons begin to come, you got to understand that you're under the authority of God. You got to understand that you're under the authority and power of God and that you have the power of God to reverse the curse of the enemy. How many of you believe the enemy puts curses out there? I believe that. I believe that our children, you got to pray for them like never before because there's all kind of curses going on out there, but you have the power and authority of God to come against it. Amen. What do you do? Okay, preacher, I hear you say all this stuff. And I hear about the authority, I hear about all this stuff. But I've been through this season and I've been battling this thing for a while. What do you do when all you do and still nothing seems to change? That's when you lean to Him like never before. That's when you turn on Him like never before. I got to give you this morning. You got to get this morning because I'm going to tell you, when you start going through seasons of attack and things start coming against you, you lose your job, you get sick, you lose family members, you go through. I look around this congregation this morning, and there's all kind of battles that you guys have been through in 2015. I like what Bob said, it's kind of a rough year. But in the midst of that rough year, He's still the vine. He's still the giver of life. He's going to bring us through it. Did you hear that this morning? Go back to chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. I want you to understand something. In this season, there's going to be seasons of attack. These attacks are to help you become negative or want you to become negative. And I'm going to tell you something. I just want to stop and give you this right here. In these coming days, there's coming great attacks to America. We have been blessed up to this point not to have war on our streets as other nations do. Tanks running up and down Center Street or whatever, we've been blessed not to have that, but I'm telling y'all something. The enemy's coming full force. I don't mean to be negative to you this morning, but I'm going to give you the truth. Do you want to hear the truth? We have been blessed in America for so long, but America has turned their face on God and America has gone after other gods and God is not the God no more of America. And so our God, you know what He's going to do? He's going to say, okay, if you don't want me, I'm going to back away. And when He backs away, all hell comes forth like never before. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't fear that. Oh, I feel the anointing on me. Don't fear that. Because He is the true vine. And when the banks collapse and the jobs collapse and all your savings are gone and all your 401s are gone and I'm going to tell you what is happening all over the world today. Don't think that you're sitting here secure. Don't think, you know, I got a great bank account. I got this. I got. How many of you know in one night it can go? You believe that? I didn't believe I'd ever be without a job, but I believe it today. I'm going to tell you something. We live in a time now where men and women have worked for 20 and 30 years thinking they're going to be able to retire and the company has thrown their money away. We're living in a shaking time. There's a different anointing in this church this morning. It's a wake-up anointing. We live in a shaking time. You know, we all got our little worlds.
We all got our little sealed worlds. We eat at certain places. We do certain things. We do, Monday night we do this. Friday night we do that. Saturday night we do this. That's our life. That's our world. But I'm telling you what, there's a shaking going on. There's a shaking going on, and worlds are getting ready to be shaken up. Amen. But I don't like preaching like that. That's uncomfortable. But I'll tell you something. I'm giving you the truth because we live in a world now that man cannot control. Obama can talk about gun control or all this kind of stuff, and I know he's doing the best he knows to do because he's a human being, he's a man. He don't have the answer. Nobody has the answer. Have I woke you up a little bit this morning? We think that we can just come to church anytime we want to and do what we want to do. I want to tell you what, there are nations in the world that you will go to jail for going to church. There are men and women giving their lives. And I don't know why I'm preaching all this morning. I'm just being obedient to God. Is it okay if I be obedient to God? We live in a time now where there's a shaking going on and there's unstable things, but God is a stable God. And God says, I'm going to bring you through it. Cutbacks. Write that word down. Cutbacks. Let me read this to you. Can you give me a few more minutes? Thank you. It won't be long. Chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine. Remember that verse. Because when you're going through stuff and you feel like I can't take it no more, a lot of you are dealing with sick parents. A lot of you are dealing with jobs. A lot of you are dealing with stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, I've been through there, and there's days, I bet Lisa could tell us, I bet some of you others could tell us, I bet Teresa could tell us, there are days when you say, I can't take no more. Amen? One more thing. How about when the phone calls, when the phone rings and your back just fire shoots down your backbone because you say, I just can't take no more. Maybe you hadn't been there yet, but I hope you don't have to, but you might go there. But he's the true vine. And I know you don't see it right now. And I know right now I don't feel like it. And I know, like in my situation, your situation don't seem like it's ever going to end. But he is the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. The Father's taking care. He's orchestrating. He's taking. Listen, God loves you more than you love yourself. He's going to bring you through it. Turn to the one beside him and say, you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. Amen. You are going to get through this. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just full this morning. In closing, does that help? Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Because there's times in our life when things just don't work. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, cutbacks. As you begin to follow God, he's going to cut some things off of your life that you don't need. You think you need them. You think you need them. You think you need them. He says it's weight. I'm going to cut it off. Now, I don't know how to trim bushes very good. Because when I get trimmed, you can tell it's been trimmed. But there's some people who know exactly what to trim. And when that thing may not look just right for a couple of weeks, but after a while, it just blossoms so beautiful. God's doing some pruning right now in our lives. You see, there's a winning mentality. And there's a losing mentality. And the winning mentality is the ones that are going to surround themselves with winners and success and say, okay, God, what do I need to be successful? God, I want to be all I can be for you. And God's going to say, you need to get rid of this. You need to get rid of that. You need to get rid of that. You need to become committed. Me and a friend of mine were talking the other day about people going to church. You know what the conclusion was? This is real deep. real deep. People do what they want to do. That's deep. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
So begin to think about your life right now, and I am going to close. Begin to think about your life right now. I'm going to stop. I'm not through, but I'm going to stop. I said, Lord, I want so much from you. I want so much from you. And the Lord says, it's there. But you got to follow me. You got to lay down yourself and you got to follow me. And I'm going to tell you what, that's the hardest thing in the world to do is lay down yourself and follow him. It's easy to talk it, but it's another thing to walk it. And he'll start pruning things off your life and say, God, I need that. I don't want you to watch TV tonight. I want you to go alone. I want you to pray. But God, you just don't understand. The voice is on tonight. Can't we do this Wednesday night? Can't we do this? You know, I know y'all ain't never talked to God like that. But God, I really would like to see, you know, who wins. But I'm telling you the truth. He'll say, it's lunchtime. You always eat a certain place, certain time on lunch. And God says, today, I just want you to eat at lunch. God, I made that sandwich and I just hate to throw food away. Amen. God says, I need to cut some stuff back. Well, God, I got my life kind of set out now. I've got everything kind of laid out right now. And I don't need you messing it up. How many of you know he can mess stuff up? He can change it around. Remember, winners surround themselves with success. Losers fall in a rut and do the same thing. And I'm going to ask you a question. Only you know the answer. Are you in a rut? Are you bearing fruit? Are you fruitful in your life? Do you feel fulfilled in your life? Only you can answer that. In an unstable world, on a scale from 1 to 10, how stable are you? Would you stand to your feet? There's been an anointing in this house this morning. God is speaking to Northview today. And I don't know what it's going to do with me in the latter part of my life. I don't know all that. But I just ask God to use me. As heads are bowed, no one looking around. There's an anointing of God in this house today. And the Lord wants you to call upon him. If you're here today and you're heavy, laden, you're weary, he wants you to call on him. If you're here today and you feel unstable, you feel like you're just about to lose it, he wants you to call. If nothing else, if you can't remember anything else out of this message today, I want you to remember that he is the vine. He's the true vine. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I need you to pray for me. I need some prayer. I don't want nobody else to know it. Nobody else is looking around, I can tell you that. And I just need somebody to help me pray. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me? Thank God for that hand. Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. Thank God for those hands. Hands are going up all around. Thank God for those hands. I just need you to pray for me. I just need to get in the place that God wants me to get to. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for 2016 that we will all find our place. That we will find, oh God, where we belong. And that, God, we will be what we need to be for you. There's an unstable world out there, God, and I'm so glad that you're divine. And you're the one that pours life into us. And you're the one that pours freshness into us. And you're the one, God, that's going to help us to be what we need to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.